Today's Shiri Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which is Simon Chof Aleph, which deals with what do you do with worn-out tzitzis and a worn-out talis. The Mechaber writes, Chutei tzitzis, the strands, the fringes of the tzitzis themselves, shenifsiku, that have become cut off, yachal lezorkun la'ashba, a person is min hadin, permitted to throw it into the garbage. Why? Nipnei shi mitzvah shein begufa kedusha, because intrinsically the talis and the tzitzis are what we call tashmishe mitzvah, not tashmishe kedusha. A pair of tefillin is tashmishe kedusha. A talis is tashmishe mitzvah. And since it doesn't have intrinsic kedusha in and of itself, it's used to perform a mitzvah, but in and of itself doesn't have kedusha on the level like a tefillin. So technically, when you're not using it anymore for the mitzvah, it loses that kedusha, and one can throw it even in the garbage. But while the tzitzios, the fringes, are actually attached to the talis, even the Mechaber says that one should not use them, for example, to use it to tie something, because this is a degradation of the mitzvah and is improper. The Mishnah Brura points out in Sivkot and Aleph that this idea is true. V'hu adin l'chol tashmishi mitzvah, every tashmishi mitzvah, kigon sukkah, velula, v'shofar, v'chol ki agavna, any item that's used to perform a mitzvah, but doesn't have intrinsic kiddush itself. Once the mitzvah is done, li'achashin is batlu, or you don't need this item anymore, it's no longer used for that mitzvah, the ainan omdim od the mitzvah, and it's not being used for the mitzvah still, so technically the same din applies to these items as it does to tzitzis. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Brura says it doesn't have to come on off on its own. Even if you removed the tzitzis, or v'hu adin mikodem shasom bebeged, or even if you had decided you were going to use them for tzitzis, l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, they were made. However, you decided then not to use them for tzitzis. The hazmona lav milsi, because we paskin, like the opinion that says just designating something for a mitzvah doesn't yet make it that it did the mitzvah or it's used for the mitzvah. It's only once you start using it that the hazmona, the initial designation, then becomes effective. But just designation alone, even verbally, even with a declaration that this is for this mitzvah, that doesn't make it yet for the mitzvah until you actually use it for the mitzvah. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Brura says that while you technically can throw it into the garbage, avol osur lasos b'mtashmish maguna, but you're not allowed to use it in a degrading fashion, the lo gore tzitzis mitalis lekaman, because the tzitzis themselves can't be worth than the actual beged of the talis, which has less kedusha even than the tzitzis, and there we say that you're also not allowed to use it for a degrading fashion. So the tzitzis certainly can't be used for a degrading fashion, but throwing it in the garbage is not a degrading fashion if that's going to be used for the mitzvah anymore. You can throw it in the garbage. We said while the tzitzis are attached to the garment, you shouldn't use it in a degrading fashion because of bizui mitzvah. And in Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Brura adds, afilu amein lovu shato batalis, even if it's attached to the talis, but you're not wearing the talis, or afilu belailu, at nighttime when there's lavzman tzitzis, kiven shu'ome l'levisha, since that talis has the tzitzis in it, is still capable of being used for the mitzvah, and one could be yotze with the mitzvah of tzitzis by wearing that talis, therefore, asu l'shtamish behen, in an improper fashion. V'chein shofar nami, likewise a din would apply to a shofar, afilu li'acha Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, because it could still be used for next year Rosh Hashanah. V'chein lulav yoshan, likewise a lulav could be theoretically used for the following year. Im omdim adayin l'mitzvah, it's still good for the mitzvah, l'shon haba, asu l'shtamish behem mishun bizui mitzvah. You're not allowed to use it for something else, because that's a degradation of the mitzvah. He then points you to the Bir Halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim adds on that this is all based upon the Bach. But his son-in-law, the Taz, actually disagrees with him and writes, the Kuli Alma Modim Bazed Shari, says, no, it would be permissible. The Chafetz Chaim brings down that the Olas Tomid and the El Yeraba and the Prima Gadim all agree, however, with the Bach. Dirshu No. 2 points out that the talis zekel, the bag that you put the talis in, also has a status of Tashmish Mitzvah, and therefore, Mutul Aniach Bo Shadvarim Shochol. You can put other things in it as long as they're not in a degrading fashion. You could put, for example, stock of money into your talis bag. You could put your glasses into your talis bag or things like that. But you shouldn't put dirty tissues into your talis bag. That's using it as a wastebasket. That's improper. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Hay points out that with tzitzis, the fringes themselves, lo mahani tnai ba'omer eni bodu mehen. A person can't make a tnai and says, I reserve the right to use them for any purpose that I want. mishum de bizui mitzvah, because it's a degradation to use it for that fashion. The tzitzis al karchuk behechruch l'shei mitzvah oseh, because the tzitzis have one purpose in life, essentially. When you make fringes, they're for the mitzvah of tzitzis. And you're making the bracha on them, l'sateh b'tzitzis, so therefore it's improper to use them for anything else while they're still eligible to be used for the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Ramah then qualifies the Mechaber's statements, and he says, V'yeshomim, there are those that disagree with the Mechaber, and write, Ta'af li'achar shenifsiku, even after the tzitzis have come off, you've taken them off, they've come off, still, ein linhog behen minag bizoyon, lezarkum b'mokum maguna, you still shouldn't just throw them into the garbage, even though they're not going to be used for the mitzvah anymore, you still shouldn't treat them in a disparaging fashion. You don't have to bury them. You don't have to go and hide them someplace. You should not throw them into the garbage. He then brings down a yesh omrim, v'yesh medaktikin legonzon. There are those that are even careful to hide them away, to put them in a geniza, to bury them. And he writes, v'amachmir u'medaktik b'mitzvahs tovol a bracha. And somebody who's very careful to perform all the mitzvahs properly, such a person deserves a bracha. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Vav points out that the same halacha applies b'schach ha-sukkah, for the schach of the sukkah, the lulav, the used lulav and esrog after sukkahs, the shofar, le'achah shel nispatlu mi-mitzvasim, after they're no longer needed this year for their mitzvah, en lezork and le'ashpa. We hold like the Ramah, he says, you don't just throw them into the garbage, that's not right. B'chol ki aigabna, dover she'en o'kovel le'mitzvah shavra, anything that would be, as we say, pasnish, improper to use these items for, you shouldn't do it. Furthermore, the kosef a prima gadim brings a prima gadim, denochon shalol lasos tashmish maguna apilu bidofnos hasukkah. Don't even use the walls of the sukkah, which technically weren't the mitzvah, the schach. Don't even use the walls of the sukkah for a disparaging purpose, for a tashmish maguna. For example, don't take your worn-out talis and use it as a shmata for your car. Don't take an old used talis cotton and use it to wipe down the bathroom floor. These are just some examples of tashmish maguna. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Zayin points out that that which the Ramah said, don't throw it into the garbage, means directly with your hands. Rotzel omar biyadayim, don't take the item and throw it into the garbage yourself. Also lezork and liyashpa. However, achim mitoch shelo ginozon, nizruku bimela, ein lochush lezeh. If you leave it out someplace, somebody else will come and take it and throw it away. That's not your concern, that you're technically allowed to do. In Dirshu note 5, he points out, later on from the Shaar HaTzion, that you would be allowed to throw it onto the ground as long as it's not into an ashpa, even though it will ultimately get picked up and thrown out. And he's surprised at the words of the Chayyadim, who writes, "Sha'asul lizrok es ha'arava shaloshana lakarka," that you can't dispose of the Hoshana by leaving it on the ground. Furthermore, ukishinofel aponav b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, as many people do when they bow down on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and they don't have a carpet or something underneath them, and there is a din that one shouldn't bow down directly on Ritzbas Avonim, so he brings down from the Mishnah Brura later on in the Shaar HaTzion, mutu locho tzafilu b'talis shimisatibah. This is not considered a degrading purpose to take the talis and use it as a separation between the ground and your body and face. As we brought down, some have the custom to bedavka begonez them, to bury them or to hide them away, and that's a wonderful thing. However, in Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Ches, he brings down the Maril, who gives a suggestion, d'yaniach hatzitzis b'so chasefer l'simin. Use the tzitzis, the strands, the strings of the tzitzis, as a bookmark in a sefer. Or lasos b'em shu mitzvah, or to use it for some other mitzvah. The whole is avid b'hu mitzvah chada, is avid b'hu achrita. You used it for one mitzvah, it's a wonderful thing to use it for another mitzvah. Many people have the custom that they'll take the worn-out hoshanas from sukkahs and they'll use it to burn the chametz with on Pesach. Dirshu note 6, he does point out, however, that he's talking about using it as a bookmark, not just putting it into a sefer, and he brings down from the Maruk Tzia, shehu dover shtus, to just dispose of tzitzis and put him in old svarim. But also lasos kain, he says it's actually not permitted to do this. Lefisha osis a sefer k'mishamish l'davar in Israel. It's as if you're making the sefer into a garbage bag and you're throwing all your old tzitzis into svarim. But if you want to use it as a bookmark, as a place marker in a sitter or in a sefer, that's a wonderful thing to do with the worn out tzitzis. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, talisos shel mitzvah shebalu. You have a worn out talis, the actual garment itself. Adom bodel atzmo mehem. You should separate yourself from that garment. They know mutla kaneach atzmahem, but don't use it to wipe yourself with it. Below the yachid or some latashmish habaguna, and don't use it for a disgusting or disparaging purpose. Don't use it as a tissue. Don't use it to clean the toilets, etc., like we mentioned before. What should you do with it? The Mechaber writes, elazorkun vehem kolim. You throw it away, and it will be destroyed on its own. Again, this is talking about the garment, not the actual tzitzios, which we just discussed. in Sifkat and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah tells us to look in the Prima Gadim, who writes, the talis shel mitzvah shenifsaku tzitziosav, if you have a talis that the tzitzis became no good, lo yasem imenu nechasayim, don't turn that talis into a pair of pants. Dehu bichlal tashvish maguna, that's an improper usage of the talis. And vafilu mitalis katan osir, and the same rules that apply to a talis gadol apply to a talis katan as well. Don't turn your talis katan, if it's worn out, to use it as an undershirt. In Sifkat Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we say don't use it to wipe yourself, Rotzalomar afilu lekaneach chatit mi'al raglo, even to use it to clean off some mud or some filth from your leg. And in Sifkat Yud Beis, he writes, Avo l'she'ena muguna shari, but if it's not for a disparaging purpose, you are allowed to use the worn-out talis. However, uba'od hatzitzis alav, if it still has the tzitzis on the talis, im rashoy lishtameis batalis tashmi she'ena muguna, could you use that for a non-disparaging, non-disgusting type of usage? Das ha'olas ha'tomid d'shari, the olas ha'tomid paskins that you could, dafko b'tzitzis oser ha'machaber b'sif alav, it's only the actual fringes that you can't use it for anything other than the mitzvah tzitzis. However, ula taz also, he says, the taz says it's not allowed to be used if the tzitzis is still attached to it, v'chein hiskim ha'prima godim. And the Prima Gadim agrees with this, because of the talis shel tefillah hamiyuchad l'kach, chomer ha-talis kamo ha-tzitzis. If the talis is being used for davening, it still is a valid, good talis, so then it has the same treatment for it as the tzitzis themselves. However, he says a talis katan is different. Talis katan pshita d'shari l'chol tashmish she'ein maguna. For a talis katan, you can use it for any type of usage that's not a disgusting usage, even if the tzitzis is still on it. Afilu b'yod ha-tzitzis alav. D'ha lovush hejotu. It's not considered a davening type of a garment. It's a plain garment. It's a secular type of a garment compared to a talis, which is a religious type of a garment. V'rashay lishko baba layla uki b'samuch. This we'll talk about tomorrow, but one could even sleep in it at night, and we'll have a much more detailed discussion about this tomorrow. Issue note 7, he brings down acceptable uses, at least according to some poskim, to use your talis. For example, to wipe your sweat off your brow with your talis katan. The Chazon Ish said, mutter, you could do this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who is the nephew of the Chazon Ish, he writes, the reasoning he thinks is, shezeh b'chal tashmish ena maguna, because this is not considered an unacceptable usage of the talis. It's acceptable to wipe the sweat off your brow with your garment. People wipe their sweat off their brow with their shirt, sleeve, or something like that, so this is also acceptable usage with the talis katan. What about cleaning your glasses on your talis katan? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal writes in his tshuvas, mutter. Kivon shederech bnei adam lasos kein gam bebege choshev. Since people will wipe this up, they're wearing a tuxedo, they'll also wipe their talis on their tuxedo. They're wearing a jacket, they'll wipe the talis on their tie or their jacket. So therefore one can do the same thing with the talis katan and to wipe the eyeglasses to clean them. However, in the Sefer Nefesh David, he brings down that the Aderes, he was one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, the previous century, he would wipe his glasses, but only while he was learning or davening. And on the other hand, you have the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, one cannot use the tzitzis, or the talis of a talis katan or a talis gadol, to wipe your eyeglasses. That's an improper usage. In Sifkat and Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah points out that which we just said, that you're allowed to throw away the worn-out garment, the four-cornered garment, the talis, he says, Rotsu Lomar La'ashpa, would include even throwing it into the garbage. And even Aye Shomim, that we just brought down, the Osir B'tzitzis Gufo, even that opinion of the Ramah that we brought down that says, don't throw the tzitzis, the actual fringes, into the garment, Mashma de Modeb Zeh. If you just have the garment itself, it would not be a problem. Sif Gimel. Mutter likones b'tzitzis lebeis hakisei. A person is allowed to go into the bathroom wearing a pair of tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit immediately qualifies this, and he says, v'davka b'dalit kanfos hakotan. Shalosh shekol yom. This is only referring to the talis katan. You can go into the bathroom. You don't have to take off your talis katan when you go into the bathroom. But, aval elu taliso shel mitzvah, what we would call the talis gadol, what we would call a talis, shem yuchadin rak lispalaben. We only wear a talis while we're davening. A person should not enter into the bathroom wearing his talis gadol. Ach lahashtin ben mutter. Technically, one could go and urinate while he was wearing his talis. The halacha Berurah points out over here that this is true. This is even in the bathroom. But he says, v'yesh machmirim b'zeh, kol shenichlas bo lebeis hakiseh. Don't go into the bathroom wearing your talis gadol to urinate. That's improper. Etzem achnisu lebeis hakisei kishulovish betalis gadol ein aruya. It's the act of even going into the bathroom, not urinating even, just going into the bathroom in the talis gadol is improper. Afilu eino oset tzrochav klal, even if you're not going in to go to use the bathroom, v'chein aminug lahachmer zeh, and that is in fact the way one should act, to conduct themselves, take off your talis before you go into a bathroom, even if you're not using the bathroom. Dirshu footnote 8 points out that even if you're wearing the talis gadol outside your garments, like many chassidim do, they wear it on top of their shirt, if you go into the bathroom, you don't have to take the talis cotton off. Dirshu footnote 10 points out that both the Kaf HaChaim, the Mati Ephraim, permit a person to go into the bathroom wearing the talis gadol just to urinate, whereas the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan says that our Mishnah Berurah here was talking about not going into the bathroom with the talis gadol on, even if you're not going to use it, like we just brought down in the Halacha Berurah. That which the Mishnah Berurah permitted you to urinate was only if it's outside the bathroom. For example, somebody who's davening wearing a talis and he needs to urinate into a urinal, who would be permitted to do so outside the bathroom. And this is as well the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes and says, likewise, people wearing a kittel on Yom Kippur, they should also not wear it into the bathroom. Tzorich sheyifshot. Take off the kittel before you go into the bathroom. Kivin shebeged zeh miyuchad rak lispalo. This is a garment that's used for davening. In Dirshu note 11, he points out, even though we wear our kittels at the Seder night for those that do, so that doesn't remove it from the status of being a garment that is considered for davening. This concludes today's shir.